The mole had listened to all this with great interest. Now he sat back in the comfortable seat and said, "What a wonderful day this is. Let's start at once." But first, the rat went into his hole, and after a while came out carrying a very large and heavy lunch basket. This went into the boat, under the mole's feet, and then the rat began to row downriver. The two friends talked from time to time, but mostly the mole just watched the river dreamily, enjoying the sounds and the smells and the sunlight. At last, they turned off the big river into a little side river that came down to join it. The rat stopped the boat, and they got out onto a bank of soft green grass under tall willow trees. It was very quiet and very peaceful. The mole sat down and looked around him. "What a beautiful place," he said happily. "Time for lunch," said the rat, opening the basket. "Come on, mole, let's get to work." The mole was happy to obey because he was very hungry indeed after all his cleaning earlier in the day. And what a lunch it was! There were cold meats and egg sandwiches, cooked chicken and tomatoes, apples and bananas, and a large cake.